Amen. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 11. Exodus, chapter 11. We're going to discuss the issue of a renewed vision. A renewed vision. Exodus, chapter 11. Note there in verse number 1. Exodus, chapter 11, verse number 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, Yet will I bring one plague more upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Let's bow for prayer. Oh God, we love you. We're so grateful for your grace and goodness towards us. Thank you for the way that you've blessed over this weekend for the ladies. And we pray that the ministry of your word would continue to do its work within each heart. We pray. And Lord God, we ask as we now study your word, please teach us, encourage us. O God, even rebuke us if needs be, that we might be more like our Saviour. In his name we pray, amen. Back in chapter 10 from verses 27 to 29, we note that, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. He would not let them go. And Pharaoh said unto him, Get thee from me, take heed to thyself, see my face no more, for in that day thou seest my face, thou shalt die. And Moses said, Thou hast spoken well, I will see thy face again no more. So within these verses, Pharaoh concludes this period of plagues by saying to Moses, Moses, I don't want to see your face again. And Moses is in total agreement. He said, You've spoken well, Pharaoh. And then Pharaoh went on to say, If I do see you again, I will kill you. So that sounds like a bit of a threat, doesn't it? Pharaoh obviously rejected the request to allow God's people to leave Egypt. The glad release of the Hebrews no longer seems possible at this point. Now, this is what we would term the death of a vision. I don't know if you've ever heard of that term before. It is a real term, and we see it in principle throughout the scriptures. What is referred to as the death of a vision. After all that has transpired from chapters 5 to chapter 10, Pharaoh is more determined than ever to keep Israel in Egypt. The death of a vision. There have been 9 plagues so far. The first 3 plagues were distressful, in summary. All water supplies turned to blood, frogs everywhere, lice. How uncomfortable that must have been for those in Egypt. Then there was the second set of plagues. The next 3 plagues could be summed up as painful and costly. Painful and costly. Flies, the death of all Egyptian cattle, and boils over men and beasts. The third set of plagues were dangerous and destructive. Hail, locusts, and 3 days of complete darkness. God has certainly poured out judgments upon Egypt, and yet to this point, Pharaoh is more determined than ever to not let the people of God go. The death of a vision. One author has rightfully said, with the conclusion of the 9th plague, he made this statement in his commentary, to this point, we are reminded of the fact that the longer man resists the still small voice of God, in the Word of God and in the gospel message, the louder God will speak through his judgments. The louder God will speak through his judgments. How true that is. Is this not what we see even today? We hear more today of pestilence. We hear more today of earthquakes. We hear more today of flooding. If man continues to resist the still small voice, as that author has so well said, God will speak loudly through his judgments. Pharaoh has hardened his heart. He has seen the clear evidence of God at work, proving God's preeminence, proving God's power over the many gods of the Egyptians. Each plague dealt with a particular god, if not a number of gods. So God made it very clear that he is the true and living God, and yet Pharaoh hardens his heart. Pharaoh offered some four points of compromise within those five chapters. The first compromise was, why don't you just worship here in Egypt? In chapter 8, verse 25. And then the second compromise, once again in chapter 8, Pharaoh said, well, don't go too far. And then the third compromise that is spelled out in chapter 10, he said, okay, only the men can leave. And then last but not least, he said, well, you can all go, but please leave your cattle behind. So we see from this that Pharaoh really was not interested in a reasonable solution to this dilemma and desire for God's people to leave Egypt. As a result, up until this point, Egypt is in ruins. But God has protected his people in the land of Goshen. And beloved, this evening as we study chapter 11, I would like for us to note how God takes the death of a vision and renews it. In other words, up until this point, you could just imagine that God's people, and Moses and Aaron especially, were thinking to themselves, this ain't working. This is not working. Must be a mistake. It's not going to happen. If these nine plagues haven't convinced Pharaoh, what will? So I have no doubt in my mind there is the mindset of, it's not going to happen. The death of a vision. And sometimes you and I can find ourselves in situations where we have a hope only to have that hope seem hopeless. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So let's just note some principles here from chapter 11 on how God renews this vision. The first point I want to make this evening is that a renewed vision always begins with a death. A renewed vision always begins with a death. And this is well illustrated here for God's people. It seems like we have reached a dead end. Nine plagues have taken place, and yet Pharaoh will not allow God's people to leave. Pharaoh said to Moses, I don't want to see your face again. If I do, I will kill you. The death of a vision. And beloved, this is when God can work. This is when God wants to take over. This is when God can renew a vision, when there seems to be no way out. Now, as far as the main population of Egypt were concerned, they were afraid. In fact, the magicians and the servants readily conceded defeat. They tried to appeal to Pharaoh. Pharaoh, let them go. Their God's the true and living God. But Pharaoh would not listen to his magicians. He wouldn't listen to his servants. The death of a vision always springs from or comes from a renewed vision, pardon me, always begins with a death. From seemingly dead, the vision to lead God's people out of Egypt, God will bring renewed life. So when we find ourselves in this state, you and I just need to wait upon the Lord and see how He will renew that vision in light of the fact that He has promised to do a work. Because remember back in chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4, God's people cried out for help, and God provided a leader, and this leader was handpicked by God Himself to lead God's people out. But here we are in chapter 10, nine plagues have taken place, and yet Pharaoh is as hard as hard. A renewed vision always begins with a death. It's often that point of where there is death will come life. Let me illustrate. John 12:24 is a good example of it. Quickly, John 12:24. John 12:24. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." So we have life from death. And there are times that you and I find ourselves in a situation where it just seems like there is no hope. We have reached a dead end. It ain't going to happen. It's from there God can bring life. I'm reminded of that. I was reminded of that fact. It must have been a week or two before the NBF. And I had an appointment with Brother James Herrington to chat over some things with him in leading up to the NBF, because he was getting a little bit concerned as to whether it was still the will of God to go to Mauritius as a missionary. In fact, he was so concerned, he wanted to discuss with me, what do I say to pastors? What do I say? So our phone appointment was at 7:30, I think, from memory. So I rang him at 7:30, and he greeted me with by laughing. And I said, "James, why are you so happy?" And he said, "Pastor, you wouldn't believe it. At 10:07, I got news from Mauritius that we've been approved." And the dear soul was calling me to work out or to seek some wisdom. I'm not sure if I really had any to offer. as to what to say to all these pastors that would no doubt barrage him at the MBF. So God brought life out of death. So that conversation that we were going to have at 7:30, God brought life at 7:10, and we had a completely different conversation. Amen. That's how God works. So when you and I at times find ourselves in a situation where it seems like it's just not going to happen, beware, that could be the very moment. It's in that death God can bring life. A renewed vision always begins with a death. Note then verse number one of chapter 11. This is evident by what God said to Moses. Where God said to Moses, I'm going to bring one more plague upon Pharaoh, and afterwards he is going to let you go. In fact, Moses, he is going to thrust you out altogether. So we see a second principle here in verse number 1 of chapter 11. So there is the general principle up until this point that a renewed vision always begins with a death. It's from the death comes life. But we see here that God said to Moses, Moses, I'm going to use one more plague upon Pharaoh, upon Egypt, and rest assured, I promise you, he will let you go. In fact, he's going to thrust you out. He's going to literally kick you out. So God said to Moses, there will be one more plague. He will let you go. In fact, he will push you out. So we see here in verse number 1 of chapter 11 that God keeps his promise. God has confirmed his word, that he's still going to work. And beloved, we have the sure word of God that gives us hope in the fact that if God has said it, it will happen. God always keeps his word. That's why the Bible calls for patience, that ye are in need of patience, in that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. So when it comes to renewed vision, principle number one this evening, it always begins with a death. And secondly, God always keeps his promises. As I've already said in chapters 1, 2, 3, and 4, God's people cry out for deliverance. God provides a leader. God handpicks a leader by the name of Moses to lead his people out. And here we see in chapter 11, verse number 1, that God said to Moses, Moses, you will be leaving. It will happen. I will keep my word. He which has begun a good work in you shall complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Isn't it wonderful to know that God always keeps his word? God always keeps his word. And when you find yourself in a situation where it seems like this is hopeless, it's not going to happen. God, why isn't it happening? It's during those moments that you and I need to be in the Word of God, and we need to be listening in to the voice of God in the Scriptures and just refresh our mind with the promises of God. So what does God do for Moses? He doesn't give him a new promise. He just tells him what he's always said all along. He just renews. He reaffirms. The only difference is, he said to Moses, hey Moses, one more plague. This will fix Pharaoh. He'll let you go, all right. In fact, he's going to throw you out. He's going to push you out. God always keeps his promises. God always confirms his will with his word. And beloved, when you and I find ourselves in situations where it seems like there is no hope, the death of a vision, May God grant us the grace to draw nigh to God and allow God to confirm His will or reaffirm His will for us. And that's what God does with Moses here. Pharaoh will let you go. He will thrust you out. And note then in the second and third verse that God said to Moses, "Speak now in the ears of the people, and let every man borrow of his neighbor, and every woman of her neighbor, jewels of silver and jewels of gold." And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants. No, it doesn't say in the sight of Pharaoh. In the sight of Pharaoh's servants. And in the sight of the people. The third point I want to make this evening concerning a renewed vision. Number one, renewed vision always comes out of, or is the extension of, the death of a vision. Before there can be life, there is death of a vision. From that death comes life. And God will confirm or reaffirm His will in and through the Word of God. And we just need to keep trusting in the promises of God as we wait upon God to bring life once again. And the third point I want to make this evening, when it comes to a renewed vision, God told Moses, this is what's going to happen. And God told Moses that you need to speak to the people and tell them to be prepared for God to work. He told them to be prepared for God to work. They were to gather silver and gold, the Bible teaches us. Why? Well, we're not told exactly why here, but we can assume that the gold and the silver, they certainly used gold and silver in the furnishings to worship God, in the building of the tabernacle, in the building of the different instruments. Gold and silver was used. So God said to His people via His leader, Moses, tell the people to gather gold and silver. God told His people to prepare for His working. Now this would have involved a measure of faith. Note what Proverbs chapter 16 teaches, please. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1, 2, and 3. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So we have a responsibility to be prepared, and if we are well prepared, the preparations of the heart in man or belong to man, man is responsible for, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. And as we commit our works to the Lord, God will establish our thoughts. And God told His people, be prepared to leave Egypt. Be prepared to leave Egypt. And we will see in chapter 12 that God gives further detail as to how to be prepared for that great exodus. They were to eat a Passover meal. They were to eat this meal fully dressed, ready to go, ready to leave Egypt straight away. In fact, they were to have this meal with their shoes on, their sandals on. They were to be prepared to leave. See? A renewed vision comes to those that by faith prepare for God to work. And when you and I find ourselves in a situation where it seems like there is no hope, it's not going to happen, you and I need to be mindful that from the death of a vision can come life. God is able to bring life out of death. He's an expert in the area of a resurrection. God can bring life out of death. And God confirmed to Moses, I'm going to do what I said all along I'm going to do. And here, Moses instructs the people to start preparing. Gather jewels of silver, jewels of gold, because God has given you favor in the sight of the Egyptians. So you need to take advantage of this and you need to be prepared to leave. Preparation. A renewed vision comes to those that by faith prepare for God to work. And so likewise should you and I. If we find ourselves in a situation where it doesn't seem like God's going to work, but yet God has confirmed that he's going to do what he said he would do. By faith, we need to take God at his word and prepare accordingly. And then from verses 4 to 8, we note some details of this renewed vision. In verse number 4, we are told about the timing. And Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt. So the timing is given. It's going to be when you least expect. Our exodus will be at a time in which you will least expect. And isn't that how God works? God works in accordance to his timetable. Now, we like for God to work in accordance to our timetable, but that's not how God works. He's God, he's Lord, and God said, you'll be leaving, but it's going to be about midnight. That's when it's all going to start to happen. It's when you least expect it. And then the fourth verse went on to say that I will go out into the midst of Egypt. And here we have another little detail about this renewed vision. The timing, it's going to be at an unexpected time, at midnight, from midnight onwards. It's all going to happen. And Egypt, here we are given the parameters of where God will work. See, God always works with purpose, in accordance to his will, in accordance to his wisdom. And God said, this is where I'm going to work. I'm going to go out into the midst of Egypt. And then note then verse number 5. And all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the servants that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of beasts. So here's another little detail that God gives to the people of God via Moses, that the firstborn, this last plague will involve the death of the firstborn. Firstborns throughout the land of Egypt, from Pharaoh to the slaves to the beasts, will die. And it's in the affirmative. The Bible teaches here in verse 5, shall die, not might die, possibly die, shall die. God said what he meant and meant what he said. Praise God, we serve a God that doesn't lie. He spells it out clearly in the Word of God. God is very definite. And the Bible teaches us that we will all die eventually, because we've all been conceived in sin. But praise God that Jesus Christ is that remedy for our sin. And the Bible says, all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die. And my friend, this evening, the Bible teaches us it's appointed unto man once to die. All of us will die because we were conceived in sin, and the wages of sin is death. And Jesus Christ is that deliverer. Just like God was going to use Moses to lead God's people out of bondage. It's Jesus Christ that will lead you and I out of the bondage of sin, the penalty and power of sin that enslaves us and keeps us apart, alienated from a holy, righteous God. And then note in verse number 6, it goes on to say, "And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there was none like it, nor shall be like it any more." God said to his people, there will be a great cry throughout all the land as never before. God will get everyone's attention. God's good at getting our attention, is he not? What does God need to do in your life to get your attention? Hebrews 10:31 reads, "It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." God will get the attention of all individuals all over the land of Egypt. The Bible says there will be a great cry, throughout all the land of Egypt. But yet note there, verse number 7, that God assures protection for his people. "But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that ye may know how the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel." So God gives his people the assurance that I'm going to preserve you. Every family in Egypt in some way will taste death, but I'm going to preserve my people because there is a difference between the Egyptians and the Israelite. God deals with his children in a very personal, caring way. We've seen that through the first 9 plagues, how God protected his people. And God gives the assurance to Moses, "As I will work, prepare for that day, I will get everybody's attention. But in all of that, rest assured that my hand of protection will be over my people, because there is a difference between the Egyptians and Israel." My friend, this evening, either you are a child of God or not. He that has the Son of God has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Either you are a child of God or you are a child of the devil. And the Bible teaches us that in our sin we are children of the devil. He is our Father. But praise God that God, the Heavenly Father, gave his only begotten Son, who died on the cross, was buried, and rose again to deliver you and to translate you and I from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And God said to Moses and the people of God that the whole land will feel the effects of the death of the firstborn, but I'm going to protect my people. And praise God for his tender, loving care. And what will be the result? Look at verse number 8. "And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow down themselves unto me, saying, Get thee out, and all the people that follow thee. And after that I will go out." So God gives a little bit of insight concerning what's going to take place and how God's going to deliver his people out of bondage once and for all. And it's going to take one last plague. Even though there was a season when it seemed like it was not going to happen, the death of the vision, God renews this vision by telling Moses, "Moses, this is what's going to happen. Life comes from death. I will keep my word. Be prepared. And here are the details. Here are the details. This is how I'm going to do it. Now note there at the end of verse number 8, the Bible reads, and he went out from Pharaoh in a great anger. Now that's a bit of a puzzling little statement right there because of what has taken place in verses 27 to 29 of chapter 10. And it's a puzzling point for commentators. And as it usually works out, the more commentators you read, the more confusing it gets. A number of commentators would say the reason why that statement is there is because before Moses comes before Pharaoh for the last time, this is what God reveals to Moses, to reveal to God's people. And then Pharaoh tells Moses, I don't want to see you again. If I do, I will kill you. And then he went out from Pharaoh in great anger. But it's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is that God has renewed his vision. And God has affirmed to Moses that I'm going to deliver you. It's going to take one more plague. And you need to just believe that it's going to happen. You need to be prepared by faith that's going to happen. And you need to cleave to the word of God, that God will be true to his word. And verses 9 and 10 give us pretty much a review of what has happened. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh shall not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh, and the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he would not let the children of Israel go out of the land. So we see in verses 9 and 10 a little bit of a review of what has happened so far, with Pharaoh constantly hardening his heart. And with this last plague, the death of the firstborn, Israel will be pushed out. And as we move into chapter 12, God gives further details as to what God's people are to do in preparation to leave Egypt. So from the death of a vision, God gives a renewed vision, a renewed vision. Let me ask you this evening in closing, are you experiencing the death of a vision in some way? Are you experiencing the death of a vision in some way? May I encourage you by the fact that if God has promised, he will do what he has promised. See, God made it very clear to Brother Herringson that he was to be a missionary in Mauritius. Very clear. God gave him scripture. He showed me the scripture. Pastor, look at this. Back in the past. God made it very clear. But it seemed like nothing was happening. To the point where the dear soul, and I can appreciate that, he feared, conversing with all of these pastors and being barraged, and church family members, of course. When's it going to happen? As if he could change anything. And just in time, God brings life out of death. And that's just a little illustration of the point that we're trying to make here tonight. That whenever there is a death, the death of a vision, it's from that death can come life. But it has to be dead. That way God gets all the glory. See? That's why Brother James was laughing on the phone. He said, Pastor, you wouldn't believe it. You just wouldn't believe it. At 7:10, one of the men from the church called me and said, we've been approved. Only 20 minutes ago. And I've been trying to work out for the last 20 minutes what to say now to you. From death comes life. But we need to cleave to the promises of God. And we need to be prepared for God to work. Because God has promised, God's no liar, be prepared for God to work. And God went on and gave Moses some details. Now, God might not give you and I details, but the point is, trust God. God's an expert in bringing life out of death. Cleave unto his promises, and in whatever way God has called you to prepare, keep preparing. It's going to happen. I know it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. God, you've promised it. Keep preparing. So just a couple of principles there from the life of Moses on how you and I can be prepared for a renewed vision, because sooner or later, you and I will face situations that will seem like a dead end. And that's when God can work. And thereby God gets all the glory. Let's bow for prayer.